The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And a lot of folks have been waiting for this announcement. The general public will get a crack at getting tickets to the hotly anticipated run of Broadway smash Hamilton at the Durham Performing Arts Center this fall. The venue has announced the tickets will go on sale Saturday, August 18th at 10 a.m. via the Ticketmaster Verified Fan Program. The program allows pre-registered fans to unlock access to tickets without having to compete against bots and ticket scalpers. People can register for the program through Wednesday, August 15th. Registering doesn't mean you will get a chance to purchase tickets. On Friday, August 17th, fans who have been selected for the program will receive an email notifying them of their approval. On the morning of August 18th, those who were approved will get a text with a personal access code so they can purchase tickets. There is a four-ticket limit. Ticket prices range from $78 to $188, and then you add on top of that taxes and service fees. There are also a few $398 premium seats available for purchase. Of course, Hamilton plays DPAC November 6th through December 2nd. Speaking of DPAC, Bob Dylan is coming back to Durham. He'll play November 3rd at DPAC. After a Friends of DPAC presale, tickets for the general public go on sale at 10 o'clock Friday, August 10th. Prices range from $62.50 to $112.50, plus taxes and fees. The 77-year-old Dylan, of course, is among the most acclaimed artists in any genre of the past century. His numerous accolades include Grammys, Oscars, Pulitzers, and Nobels. Expect a quick sellout, followed by tickets marked way up on the secondary market. All right, the 2018 Global Citizen Festival. John Legend, Janet Jackson, The Weeknd, Shawn Mendes, Cardi B, and Janelle Monáe are among the artists slated to appear at the festival. The Global Citizen Festival will take place September 29th on the Great Lawn in New York City's Central Park. The festival calls on world leaders to achieve the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals and end extreme poverty by the year 2030. The festival is a continuation of a series of events honoring the life and legacy of South African Nelson Mandela. All right, we got some news about the NC State Fair. It may seem a ways off, but the folks at State Fair are already selling advance tickets up until October 11th. There is lots and lots of entertainment on the grounds, including the canine stars with multiple breeds of dogs and mixes who have been rescued or adopted from shelters. The Dream City Ladybugs, which giant ladybugs who will be roaming around the Flower and Garden Show. A fire safety show in Kittyland, Kachunga, and the Alligator Show, where you can witness a dangerous dance of reflexes and agility as Kachunga wrestles a ferocious man-eating reptile with his bare hands. That's not all. Also at the State Fair, the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, Bubble Wonders in Kittyland, Chinese Imperial Acrobats, Circle C Racing Pigs, International All-Star Circus, Jeff Robbins Mountain Music, Stories and Dance, a laser light show, Pirates of Colombian Caribbean, the Red Trousers Show, and the State Fair Monster Mural, The list goes on and on and on. Until October 11th, tickets are available online for a discounted price. Packages for groups and families are also available. For example, customers can purchase a Dizzy Pass for $31. These passes include one fast-track admission ticket and one unlimited ride wristband valid for one day. If you're planning on going to the fair with your family, the fair is offering the Casey's Family 4-Pack for $50. That's available until October 11th. This package includes four fast-track admission tickets, two ride sheets, and a special plus doll. All that information, pre-sale of tickets for the North Carolina State Fair coming up in October. All right, some news in addition to Bob Dylan at the PNC Arena. Carrie Underwood, country music star, and her The Cry Pretty 360 tour is coming to Raleigh's PNC Arena on Monday, September 30th, 2019. That's right, next year. The reason it's way next year is because Carrie announced not only the tour, but the fact that she's pregnant. So, Carrie Underwood with special guest Madigan Tay and Runaway June will be at PNC Arena with the Cry Pretty 360 tour on Monday, September 30th, 2019. Also at PNC Arena, Wednesday through Sunday, August 15th through the 19th, Cirque du Soleil, Crystal. This is a brand new arena creation that explores the artistic limits of ice for the first time in the company's 34-year history. This unique production pushes boundaries of performance by combining stunning skating and acrobatic feats that defy the imagination. That's Cirque du Soleil, Wednesday through Sunday, August 15th through the 19th. Thursday, October 11th, is David Jeremiah, Turning Point for God. Free event, but registration is required. Sunday, October 14th, Nicki Minaj and Future. Global hip-hop icons Nicki Minaj and Future are hitting the road together for the first time on their co-headlining Nicki Hendrix tour. Tuesday, October 23rd, it's Elevation Worship. Saturday, December 1st, Chris Young, Losing Sleep Tour, World Tour, named one of his era's finest traditionalists by the Associated Press. Chris Young has quickly become an international ambassador for country music, performing to capacity crowds around the world. Wednesday through Sunday, December 5 through 9, it's Disney on Ice presents Mickey's Search Party. Join Mickey Mouse and his friends on a brand-new adventure filled with world-class skating, high-flying acrobatics, and unexpected stunts. Help them follow Captain Hook's treasure map and look for clues in the search for Tinkerbell in immersive, fantastic worlds. Other Disney stars on ice include Coco, Moana, Belle, Elsa, and many more. Then Saturday, December 15th at PNC Arena, the LITAF Tour hosted by Martin Lawrence. The tour includes Michael Blackson, Ricky Smiley, DeRay Davis, and Benji Brown. Coming off the 20th anniversary of Def Comedy Jam, where he is known for his legendary hosting, Lawrence has made a triumphant return to the stand-up stage, wowing audiences with his signature style of hilarious stories, social commentary, and more. Sunday, December 30th, Harlem Globetrotters. Enough said, just a great show. Sunday, January 6th, it is Justin Timberlake, Man of the Woods Tour. Monday, January 28th, Metallica, World Wired Tour. Tuesday, March 12th, Elton John, Farewell Yellow Brick Road. And then, of course, a year from now, Monday, September 30th, Carrie Underwood, the Cry Pretty 360 Tour. Let's try that again. The Cry Pretty 360 Tour. Carrie Underwood next year. And, of course, and coming up in November, it is Bob Dylan. Okay, let's move on to Raleigh Little Theater, the box office number there, 919-821-3111. Okay, August 17th through September 2nd, it is Sister Act. Saturday, September 15th, The Connells, the Raleigh-based band, The Connells, return to the stage with Dylan Fence and the Mayflies USA in the Stevenson Amphitheater. Sunday, September 16th, it is Raleigh Symphony Orchestra Fall Pops Concert. Concert starts at 3 at Stevenson Amphitheater. Saturday, September 22nd, Groove in the Garden, 18. This is again, of course, at the Stevenson Amphitheater and at the Rose Garden, suitable for all ages. September 28th through October 14th, The Revolutionist. October 19th through the 28th, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe. November 30th through December 16th, Cinderella. And July 11th through the 27th, Measure for Measure. All right, checking out North Hills. And we've got the Midtown Beach Music Series closing out August 16th, featuring The Embers with Craig Woolard. Of course, that's 6 to 9 p.m. on Thursday, August 16th, the concert 6 until 9. And that is the final Midtown Beach Music Series program concert. Other North Hills events, Saturday, August 18th, Summer Days Music Festival, and that is at Coastal Credit Union Midtown Park at North Hills. Then Friday Night Tributes, that starts at North Hills every Friday, August 24th through October 12th. That is from 7 to 9, again, at the Coastal Credit Union Midtown Park at North Hills. Couple of the performers coming up, August 24th, Crucial Fire with the Bob Marley tribute. August 31st, Gimme Shelter, Rolling Stones tribute. September 7th, 20 Ride, a Zac Brown Band tribute. September 14th, Zoso, which is a Led Zeppelin tribute. I really do know how to pronounce that. September 21st, Sugar and Spice versus Larger Than Life, Boy Bands versus Girl Bands, Ultimate 90s Battle. September 28th, The Shakedown, that's a Tom Petty tribute. October 5th, Liquid Pleasure, Hip Hop and R&B. And October 12th, 42, which is a Coldplay tribute. Then on Sunday, September 16th, you've got the Midtown Bluegrass Series, Lonely Heartstring Band, and Circus Number 9. All right, checking the amphitheaters in the area at Coca Booth, Friday, August 17th, a wrinkle in time. Whew, amazing day. Saturday, August 18th, Black Violin, the Classical Boom Tour. Friday, August 24th, Masters of the Mic, Slick Rick, Dougie Fresh, Mr. Cheeks, Naughty by Nature, Eric B. and Rakim, and Blackstreet. And the Pickin' in the Pines Bluegrass Series starts at Coca Booth, starts Wednesday, August 29th with Grass Street. The series runs every Wednesday through September 26th. So, Wednesday, September 5th, Pickin' in the Pines, Kaylin Robertson, with Victor DeMarco. Saturday, September 8th, it's Tacos and Taps. Wednesday, September 12th, Pickin' in the Pines, Garrett Newton Band with Carolina Lightning. Wednesday, September 19th, Pickin' in the Pines with Diamond Creek. Thursday, September 20th, the Old Crow Medicine Show with special guest Dawes. Saturday, September 22nd, the 2018 Dragon Boat Festival. Wednesday, September 26, Johnny Folsom 4 and Patsy Cline tribute. Thursday, September 27th, Vince Gill. Friday, September 28th, Jason Isbell and the 400 unit. Saturday, October 6th, it's Brunch Fest and Rosé After Hours. Friday and Saturday, October 19 and 20, Triangle Oktoberfest. And then Friday and Saturday, October 26 and 27, Theater Raleigh presents the Rocky Horror Show. Okay, Red Hat Amphitheater on South McDowell Street in Raleigh. Wednesday, August 22nd, it is Need to Breathe. Monday, August 27th, Leon Bridges. September 7th through the 9th, select Hopscotch Music Festival events. Thursday, September 13th, For You, a symphonic celebration of Prince. Friday and Saturday, September 28 and 29, select IBMA Wide Open Bluegrass events. And then Friday, October 12th, Humphreys McKee with special guest Zach Deputy. Hope I got that right. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. The season slowly winding down. Saturday, August 18th, it's Jason L. Dean, Luke Combs, and Lauren Elena. Friday, August 24th, Brad Paisley, Dan Tominski, and Kane Brown. Saturday, September 1st, Kid Rock, Brantley Gilbert, and Wheeler Walker Jr. Tuesday, September 4th, G-Eazy, Ty Dolla $ign, and Little Uzi Vert. Friday, September 14th, Zach Brown Band. Monday, September 17th, Niall Horan and Maren Morris. Thursday, October 4th, Lady Antebellum, Darius Rucker, and Russell Dickerson. And the final show of the season right now, Friday, October 12th, Chris Stapleton, Marty Stewart, and Brent Cobb. Okay, let's take a look at the DPAC, Durham Performing Arts Center schedule. Saturday, September 8th, Joe Coy. Monday, September 10th, it's Dr. Jordan Peterson. Sunday, September 16th, Russell Peters, Deported World Tour. Thursday, September 20th, My Favorite Murder Live. Sunday, September 23rd, Bill Maher. Friday, September 28th, Brian Regan. Saturday, September 29th, it's Joan Baez, Fare Thee Well Tour 2018. And then Sunday, September 30th, it's Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. And I mistakenly included Bob Dylan with the PNC Arena. That is not true. It is Saturday, November 3rd at DPAC. Bob Dylan. There you go. Straighten that part out. All right, a couple of Duke performances coming up. All shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday, September 13th, Jason Moran and the Bandwagon. Friday, September 14th, Jason Moran, Fats Waller Dance Party. Saturday and Sunday, September 22 and 23. All right, here we go. Nritya Graham Dance Ensemble and Chitrasena Dance Company. Reynolds Industries Theater, Saturday night's performance is at 8, Sundays is at 3. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, September 26, 27, and 28, Will Oldham, a.k.a. Bonnie Prince Billy. Wednesday's Lecture 1, Making Songs, is already sold out. Thursday's Lecture 2, Recording and Performing Songs, is at Sound Pure. And Friday's event is a full band concert at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, September 29th, is Chiampi Quartet, and this is Concert Number 1, Baldwin Auditorium. Thursday, October 4th, Amir El-Safar and Hamad El-Saadi. This is Rubenstein Arts Center. And then Friday and Saturday, October 5 and 6, Branford Marcellus Quartet. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Carolina Performing Arts program started 8 o'clock, unless noted. September 14th through the 16th, and then September 18th through the 23rd, Plastic Bag Store. This is no ordinary store. All of the products that line the shelves are just plastic bags. There are bottles of bags, cans of bags, boxes of bags, and, of course, bags of bags. Each product an original design made from discarded plastic stuffed inside other discarded plastic. Performances are at the Current Art Space and Studio. Friday, September 14th, Carolina Performing Arts, Nico Case. The concert is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, September 21st, it's Flutronics. This is at Moser Auditorium in Hill Hall. Friday, September 28th, Brooklyn Rider and Magos Herrera, Memorial Auditorium. Carolina Performing Arts on Saturday, September 29th, Buddy Guy. Eric Clapton calls him the best guitar player alive. His radical gumbo of Chicago blues, avant rock, soul, and free jazz has influenced pretty much any guitarist whose name you know. And his live performances are legendary. At his 2012 White House concert, he had President Obama singing along. And Buddy Guy's concert is at Memorial Hall. Again, that's Saturday, September 29th. Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th, it's Shobuna, Berlin, and Enemy of the People. This is at Memorial Auditorium. All right, some of the clubs in downtown Raleigh. Let's start out with the Ritz. It's located on Industrial Drive. Most shows at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Friday, August 17th, it's Band of Horses. Oh, almost forgot. Thursday, August 16th, it is Playboy Carty. Thursday, August 30th, Bad Fish, a tribute to Sublime. Wednesday, September 12th, Live Nation presents Little Baby, Harder Than Ever Tour. Friday, September 14th, Cherub. Saturday, September 15th, Stone Sour. Sunday, September 16th, Shaky Graves, the Tour X9 World Tour. Tuesday, September 18th, Kaleo. Monday, September 24th, All Time Low. Friday, September 28th, Clutch, Book of Bad Decisions Tour 2018. Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh, Thursday, August 16th, Sister Hazel with Tom Mackle at 8 o'clock. Friday, August 17th, Valleys with Discoveries, Unicorn, Constellation Atlas, and Continuations. That starts at 7:30. Tuesday, August 21st, Riot Pitch Night, 6 o'clock, free with registration. Friday, August 24th, ID featuring Diskel, Neon Tiger, Electrochemical, and Aggression. That starts at 10. Friday, August 31st, Glow Rage at 9. Saturday, September 1st, the Black Lilies at 8:30. Thursday through Saturday, September 6th through 8, select Hopscotch Music Festival concerts. Friday, September 14th, Everyone Orchestra at 9. Saturday, September 15th, Twiddle at 9. Sunday, September 23rd, Jump, Little Children Album Release Party featuring special guest Michael Flynn. That starts at 8. Sunday, September 30th, it is Moon Taxi with Ripe and Travers Brothership, Street Stage at 5:30. All right, some local music events around the region. Weaver Street Markets, the Carborough and Hillsborough locations, host jazz brunch every Sunday from 11 to 1. Also on Sundays, the Southern Village location hosts its Sunday concert series on the Green, and that's from 6 until 8. Then, every Thursday, the Carrboro location hosts After Hours from 6 to 8, and the Southern Village location hosts Friday After Hours each week on the patio from 5 until 7. Carolina Inn does Fridays on the Front Porch, held each week through October 13th from 5 until 8 o'clock. Freight Train Blues concert series in Carrboro takes place on Fridays, 6:30 to 8:30, at Carrboro Town Commons on Main Street. Meadowmount Music Series in Chapel Hill, the concerts are held in the village or at the gazebo. The shows in the village take place the first Friday of the month through October, and they start at 6 o'clock. The two shows at the gazebo on Saturdays at 6:30. The Bynum Front Porch Music Series, weekly concert in Pittsburgh that takes place Fridays from 7 to 9 through August 31st. Live music series at Pittsburgh's Roost Beer Garden. This series is at Farrington Village, Thursdays through Sundays. The times are usually 5 to 8 on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, and then 3 to 6 on Sunday. Music on the Main at the Streets at South Point. This is a free music series, Saturdays 6 to 9 through September 29th. It's a family-friendly event and takes place at Cinema Circle. Each week, weather permitting, September 29th, the series hosts local, state, and regional bands. Rock the Park movie and concert series takes place through August at various Durham parks. Once a month, a concert takes place at a Durham park, and once a month, there is a movie. The concerts and movies are free and open to the public. Food vendors will be on site. And then Friday night on White Street. This is a free music series, takes place the second Friday of each month through September, and that starts at 6 p.m. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleredingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.